USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Around 2,000 additional people have been evacuated from Afghanistan over the last day. That's according to Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, who shared an update on the State Department's effort in the war-torn country. Sherman adding the effort to get folks out of Afghanistan continues.
Over the last several days, we have processed more than 4,840 people for evacuation.
Sherman saying the evacuation is an all-hands-on-deck effort. The COVID-19 vaccine is less effective at stopping infection with the Delta variant that's sweeping across the nation. That's according to a new study from the New York Department of Health. The results of the 9-week study show while the vaccines offer a strong protection against severe illness, they're less than 80% effective against Delta. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.